come on down to Apple, you're going to talk your favorite show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our South Park weekly series. It's February, the month of love. So who better to love than thy chocolate brother?
Put respect on his name.
Little respect.
That's right.
A lot of respect.
After years of oppression, all they're asking for is some goddamn respect.
Goddamn token black character.
And we're going to give it to him. We're gonna rank the best token episodes. As always, let us first introduce ourselves. Steph Sabra.
What's up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabra. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
And I'm Christian Blatt. You can find me at ChristianDMZ on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm Phil Svitek, and I'm at Phil Svitek. How simple is that? All right. Before we each get three picks, okay? And we also get to name an honorable mention, so we'll start with pick number three and work our way down. But before we get into all that, what do we like about Token?
I mean, I love that his name is Token. I think that that's the most South Park thing about the character, that, you know, I mean, yes, there's other black characters, but really the one main black character, his name happens to be Token. And, you know, and they don't even really use him the first few years of the show. He's just kind of there in the background.
Because you have Chef. Yeah. And then you lose Chef, so then he starts to become more in the forefront.
I think that had a lot to do with it. That was why we got so much more Token. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like Token for that reason. It's hilarious, but also because I feel like he really gives it to Cartman the way that I would if I was in the show.
Mm-hmm. See, I appreciate it because he's rich.
Yeah.
He's rich.
And the smartest in the class.
He's not from, like, Compton or the hood. He's rich. And yes, he is smart and all those things, and so he fights against the stereotypes. The only things that make him go towards a stereotype is Cartman, who's saying, when are we flipping cars, guys?
Oh, yeah. When do we disrespect the flag?
Which comes up a little bit later in this episode, yes.
All right. Excuse me. Let's start with pick number three. Steph, why don't you kick us off?
Okay. For pick number three, I chose Raising the Bar, which is season 16, episode 9. This episode actually won an Emmy in 2013, fun fact. Basically, in this episode, Cartman actually owns up for being fat for the first time, but decides to gain even more weight so his insurance company will pay for his own mobility scooter. He starts all this havoc in the town with the scooter users in the public facilities, and Token just gives it to him how he just straight up calls him fat. And I thought Token was so, this was the first time in a while I feel like we had a Token episode since season four, or
kind of, and he took charge where it became a ratings war. It was a spoof of Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's like, whose shittier show is going to win out? And Token really wanted those ratings. And so he took charge.
Yeah, and he exploited Cartman like Cartman does to the rest of the town. And it also was good social commentary on how it's not necessarily what's going on in the video. It's the fans, the people that are viewing it, and actually, like, the ones addicted to it and making it happen that are the ones in the wrong. So it's a good episode.
One of the things I like about this episode is that Token... It's unique in a way because Token doesn't actually have to be black for it. In so many of the stories, him being black is really what it's about, you know. And then this
good
is just,
point.
You know, he has like a completely different story that, you know, isn't caught up on that. And obviously, of course, Cartman also has so many great moments to shine.
Yeah. And I just love the whole James Cameron Raising the Bar song.
That's true.
And everything. It's just an all around good episode in Token. I loved the way, like you were saying, it was a different side of Token's character.
Absolutely. Christian, your number three pick.
My number three pick is Cartman Finds Love. There's a new girl at school, and she just so happens to be black. So he engineers that Nicole gets locked up overnight with Token. And it's just amazing how invested he is in their love and just how hard he takes it when it doesn't go well. Separate from the token, of course, one of my favorite things is that this is when we meet Cupid Me. And that might be my favorite Cartman is Cupid Me. But this was just a great story. And you don't get a lot of this kind of storytelling on TV. That's just blatant. Like, I wouldn't say it's racist, but it's, you know, just very... It just deals with a lot of racial stereotyping, all from Cartman. You know, I mean, I think that, again, their story of Nicole and Token isn't anything particularly, you know, black about it. But the fact that, what did he have? He had grape soda and, you know, just the way that Cartman approached it. I don't know. So that's why this one stood out for me. This was actually one of the first ones I thought of for this episode.
I agree with you about the Cupid Me. That's one of Cartman's best looks.
Yeah.
Well, one of mine, my third choice is right on the nose, Cartman's Silly Hate Crime 2000, episode 2 from season 4, in which we're trying to do a sled race, and because Token is not really pulling his weight, Cartman throws a rock at him after Cartman, of course, gets insulted. Now, this is bad enough, and so we, of course, want to suspend Cartman. However, he didn't just throw a rock at anybody. He threw a rock at a black guy, and he's taken to court and so forth, and just it devolves from there. Simply, even Mr. Mackey, as he's dealing out punishment, the federal investigation comes in and says this is a federal offense, so we have to deal with this, and it just devolves from there in so many different ways, to the point that Token essentially is just there initially. What I like is, towards the end, the boys try to figure out a way to get Cartman out of jail, and so they confront the parents of Token to see what they can do, and they're like, it's out of our hands. Listen, we don't agree with this this stuff either as far as hate crimes go, in the sense of, like, the way it's being treated from a judicial standpoint, mm-hmm. not, like, hate crimes themselves. And I thought that was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
So... It's a great episode. Very early on, and we were debating whether or not this was one of the more prominent episodes with Token. So I think it was.
Season 4. Actually, each of us have picked this in different spots.
This is my number 2.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I have it, I think I have it actually number one. Yeah, so we can talk more about it later, I suppose. But
I mean, might as well. We spoiled it. So,
yeah.
So Steph, it was your number 2.
It's my number 2 for a lot of the reasons you gave, and also just, I agree with you, the commentary on hate crime legislation, it is funny, and before that point, I never thought about it like that. I never thought that it should be treated differently, so it was interesting to see Matt and Trey's stance on that, and this one was Token's first major role, so I remember it being, like, a really cool episode in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. This is kind of the first time where you really notice Token. I think, you know, what I like are the episodes that, you know, they use, you know, just a minor incident amongst kids, stuff that happens mm-hmm. all the time when your kid's, like, you throw a rock at a kid, and they're able to kind of use it to highlight a much bigger, you know, social issue. And when you have kids doing it, it's so much easier to tell these stories. So that's... to me, why this show is so smart, because it's able to sort of, you know, take these things and do that. And it's the first time that I remember Token. I've read about it in researching for this episode that there were other times you saw him, but this is where I really remember Token was this episode. And I thought that it was a great usage right here. And of course, Cartman would be right at the center of a silly hate crime.
Of course.
Well, it was a silly crime. And the lesson being that if you're going to throw a rock at anybody, you better damn make sure they're the same skin color as you are.
I hope that you don't throw rocks at people, because hopefully it's like a pebble. That'd be a little nicer.
Listen, just don't make it a hate crime.
Yeah.
All right.
Rocks are serious.
Listen, that's serious another topic business. For another day.
Yeah. Yeah, please. It's very controversial stuff.
All right. My bad. Christian, your number 2 pick.
My number 2 pick is actually it's from this past season, Doubling Down, and it's the episode is essentially about Heidi and Cartman. But within it is the sort of great thing, and we talked about it not that long ago when we watched this episode, is just the way that Cartman shows up at Token's house, and it's, as we mentioned before, this affluent house, this lovely family that he has, they're having a very nice dinner. And of course, Cartman is just like, yeah, but when do we get to start, you know, knocking over cars and disrespecting the flag? And the fact that Token at this point in the show has dealt with Cartman so much, and he's just had to go through so many different things, and yet he is just like, I can't believe that I'm getting sucked into the Cartman vortex again, and I'm having to deal with this. But so again, Token is kind of the butt of the joke here. Not kind of. His family really is. But the fact that Cartman is just like, I'm going to go to Token's house so that I can knock over cars. It's more about Cartman that I like this episode. But Token and his family are right in the forefront of it, I would say.
Yes, indeed.
Good pick. Well, and I forgot about how they were actually a huge part of that episode. And they make Cartman look super dumb.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Well, I don't think they... I think Cartman in general is doing
yeah,
that
I know,
for himself.
But in terms of his stereotypes about black people and black families.
All right. Well, I'm going to be a one-upper and say that in World War Zimmerman, Cartman really takes it further because there's a threat to humanity. He must find Patient Zero because what he deems the ticking time bomb, which is Token, can explode at any moment. So back then, the Trayvon Martin, Zimmerman case and all that, while everyone was waiting for the results, it was like, if these results don't come back good, all the black people will riot.
There was a lot of concern out there.
So So Cartman raised the hysteria, and I just loved it simply because that's all it was. It was just white hysteria.
Yeah,
simply
this is
as I can put it.
Actually my honorable mention, so we're really flowing off each other well.
That's right.
I thought it was really funny because at the time people were really upset with the ending of World War Z, and it was the Trayvon Martin case. So it was really great social commentary as usual. And also, this was my honorable mention because it would have been Trayvon Martin's 23rd birthday. So they're always ahead of the game in terms of making good commentary like that.
Look at that.
That's true. Look at them. So you transition to your honorable mention.
Yes.
And mine is an episode that we talked about a couple of times in recent episodes with apologies to Jesse Jackson. And there's a lot of reasons to talk about. This is a great Randy episode. The great thing is the way that Token just basically tries to start a race war. And he goes again to the, when he thinks of something like that, because there is no chef, as you pointed out, he goes right to Token. And I just love the way that Cartman just tries to instigate Token on so many occasions and so many of the episodes that we talk about. And also the moment when Token is like, he's not going to fight in the race war. So, of course, Cartman sees that moment to go, whites win. So I think that it's, even though it's sort of aside to the overall episode, this is why I had it as an honorable mention. I think Token has a great opportunity to shine here in Jesse Jackson.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
And, you know, it's just one of those... a lesson came out of it. I just don't get it. Now you get it.
Now you get it.
Good for us. All right. So we talked about your number one pick, Christian. But me and Steph actually have the same number one pick, which is Here Comes the...
Neighborhood!
Yes. There you go. Well, I love this episode simply because it was just so ridiculous. Essentially, black celebrities are looking for a nice, quiet town to move into and so forth. And, of course, Token and his family are in South Park, and they're rich and so forth. One of the things I believe it's from this episode. Forgive me because I haven't rewatched it, but it's like, wait, you brought over the DVD player?
Yeah.
What the? We only have VHS. Who owns a DVD player?
It was.
Anyway, and so Will Smith and his family come over, and all these other people
Oprah,
come over.
Snoop Dogg, Kobe.
Yeah, and all the Richers and Cash Chuckers Jeez, they're just taking over the damn town. And I like how they recruit Chef. He's the token non-rich dude as part of this rich march.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's from a very specific point in time where Token started to kind of take off a little bit and Chef was still around, you know. Mm-hmm. And a little tidbit that I found while reading about it, Token, his name was Token Williams in this episode, not Token Black, which is, I think, a much funnier name. I think that it just didn't occur to them at this point, or maybe they thought, like, oh, that's a little much. But, yeah, this is, I think that it's... I don't know. It goes back to what we were saying earlier, just this idea that Token has more money than like basically everyone else on the... I mean, of course, Kenny, because he's poor. But, you know, then even, you know, everybody else. I don't know. I think that this is a very funny moment for our pal Token.
Yeah, I loved this episode. I thought it was really cool how they brought in a bunch of different celebrities. And then I feel like this was the rise of Mr. Garrison becoming Trump, essentially. Like, having people dressed up
even far back
as,
here, yeah.
Yeah, they were dressed up as ghosts, but it was, like, really the KKK. And I just thought it was so funny because I rewatched the episode that they would put lowercase t's as in time to leave for all the rich black people to leave the neighborhood.
Because it was time.
Yeah, so...
Well, what I loved is also, speaking of Garrison, you don't think that they're going to... Because when they're saying, like, the richers and all this, of course, it's a commentary of whites versus blacks. And you think that they're just going to kind of stay in this subtle line. Nope. At the end, Mr. Garrison just straight out says it. Yeah, well, at least we got rid of all those damn nit.
Yeah.
And then it cuts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because he was going to sell all their houses and everyone was like, wait, that wasn't the point.
And he's just so happy that he legitimately just got rid of all the black people in South Park. Oh, my goodness. Jeez. All right. Any final thoughts? We ran through that.
Well, you know, we at the top of the show, we didn't mention why we thought it was so important that we do a Token episode.
Because it's Black History Month. Yeah, did I say that?
Oh, you did say that.
Didn't I say it's February? I was drinking.
Yeah, that's my fault then.
Yeah, there you go. Black History Month. Right.
I guess it's good to remind people.
Why are they talking about Token?
Reminds me that we should see Black Panther. There's a lot of things going on.
That's right. Respect.
We're trying to be very topical, and that's why we have...
It's important. It's important to talk about.
We're going to talk love next week, right, Phil?
We are, because not only is it Black History Month, it's Valentine's Day. So we're going to do a Valentine's Day special. We got a lot of good stuff for you this month. So definitely keep tuning back in. We might have some good advice for you, let's just say.
Let's just say. And always comment. Let us know what you think.
Down below.
Down below.
Just hit them keys. You got them arms. You got them keys. Sorry to those people who don't have arms.
Or keys.
Yes.
I don't quite know who that is, but you know what I'm saying.
All right. Well, thank you guys as always. We appreciate you. In the meantime, you can, of course, send lots of Valentine's Day love or just... support in general. Sorry we couldn't find a token black character to be with us on this episode. I really wanted to, actually. You'd be surprised. I asked a lot of people.
I'm so surprised they said no.
Yeah, really. It's like, no, but don't you want to be our token friend?
Not offensive at all.
Can you be our token friend, please?
It started off so well. I was like, hey, do you want to be on a show? Yeah, what show? We need a token black dude on our...
For our token black episode.
It didn't go so well after that. Where can they find you?
On that note, I'm Steph Sabraw. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabraw.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ChristianDMZ.
And you can follow me at PhilSvitek and, of course, at AfterBuzzTV here. Keep checking us back for more South Park Weekly. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.